Welcome back. It's 10:29 a.m. Eastern Time, and we are getting very disturbing reports of a shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic church. Governor Tim Walz saying that a shooter was inside the church in Minneapolis, and we are working to get some more information. Thankfully, Bill Malusian is here, and he's got some great sources, as you all know, and let's just get a little description of what we know. This is very, very early stages. And as we bring you this news.
Yeah, so this all happened apparently at Annunciation Church in the city of Minneapolis. I'm hearing from multiple law enforcement sources, including Minneapolis law enforcement sources and federal, that this does sound to be significant and serious. And they're being told that there are, quote, multiple casualties here. We don't want to talk about any numbers yet or any possible fatalities, but we are told this does sound to be very significant, very serious, with multiple casualties reported. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, tweeting out that this was a, quote, horrific act of violence. As we wait for details on what happened here, the ATF posted on X that they are responding to reports of a, quote, active shooter. The FBI, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, tweeting out that the FBI is en route to the scene as well. Local media putting reports out as well. No status, no update yet on a possible shooter, if this is still active, if that potential shooter is down or still a threat. Mm-hmm. Still waiting on those details. But Dana, as we know with these mass shootings, a lot of information comes out quickly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's wrong, sometimes it's erroneous. But based off this law enforcement response and some of the tweets we're seeing from public officials, including the Minneapolis mayor and Governor Tim Walz, it does sound like something unfortunately very horrible and significant has happened at this this church in Minneapolis.
And the city of Minneapolis is reporting there's no active threat to the community at this time. And that makes me wonder about the shot that we had just beforehand of the police that were standing outside of a door. Maybe that is the fact that maybe the shooter is contained. I shouldn't say a fact. That is what the city of Minneapolis is reporting. We have not confirmed that, but we can say that that is what they have actually posted on X. So they are communicating that to us. They're asking that people stay away from the area. It's on 54th Street between Lindale and Nicollet Avenue there in Minneapolis.
And just reading some of our internal emails as we take a look at some of these different live shots as media crews get on scene here, reports of people on the phone crying. You can see some folks on the phone right here. Obviously looking fairly solemn. Some of these people probably going to be, you know, media setting up to cover this, depending on what we're looking at here. Obviously a massive law enforcement response here. I can tell you I was contacted by a Minneapolis law enforcement source who was on the way to this scene, lights and sirens, telling us what he was hearing, which was, again, multiple casualties reported. Again, we don't have a number. We don't know how many people. We don't know anything other than that, but you can see what appears to be a member of that church outside right now. Dana, I guess we could opine a little bit in terms of the posture of these officers with the city saying there's no longer an active threat. You know, we're not seeing officers running around trying to barge into the building. It does seem whatever has happened has already taken place.
And, you know, we're just back to school.
Yeah.
They're an hour behind us, right? So it's a central time there at 9:30 this morning as we report this. Did you know what time this was occurred?
I have not gotten an initial call out yet, no. I'll look into that right now.
And we will continue to try to find this out. We have, of course, the governor, Tim Walz, has been active this week at the DNC meeting that's happening there. But also, of course, he has his day job. Now you see a student starting to be let out of this school here that's attached to a church, an Annunciation Church. It's a Catholic church and a Catholic school.
And to your point, Dana, reading some of the notes from our camera crews on scene here, there was a first day of school digital sign flashing outside of the building here. So as we see some of these children
being walked... little girl looks like she's with her mother.
Yeah, being walked away with parents. And you can imagine what it's like for those parents to get that call that this was happening there. So right now, we're waiting for more information. Obviously, very, very initial details coming out. Nothing concrete from any law enforcement yet, but we are joined by Paul Morrow on set here. Paul, everything we're hearing so far is this appears to be a pretty serious event here. Give us your thoughts.
Well, look, you know, we've been through so many of these, and what can you say? What can you add? All you can do right now, instead of In addition to, I should say, the usual thoughts and prayer situation, is hope that they had protocols in place for active shooter response, that they had protocols to get EMS, that is the paramedics, there as soon as possible, make sure the situation is contained. One thing I always say in these incidents is that we just have to remember that of the first 100 reports, 99 are going to be erroneous. So let's see what develops. Let's see if the situation is contained. Let's see how many shooters we have, et cetera. We've had a number of hoaxes recently of this type, and, you know, the hope was that we had another one here, but it doesn't look that way.
I just want to read to you here. So the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, said, "I'm praying for our kids and teachers whose first week of school was marred by this horrific act of violence." This is a school that has goes back to 1923. It is pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. And they have had an all-school mass scheduled at 8:15 a.m. Wednesday morning. So that would have been about an hour and 20 minutes ago. Monday was the first day of school. There were social media photos that showed the students greeting each other at bicycle racks. They were smiling, of course. It's been, you know, after a summer, we all remember that feeling, right? A little excitement, a little nerves.
Sure.
But also this now completely marring the situation, as the governor said, Paul.
Yeah, so, I mean, if that's accurate, and in fact it is a school that only goes up to eighth grade, then that's going to argue that most likely it is going to be a non-student, somebody who came onto the campus. You have to say to yourself, in light of some of the other school shootings that we've had, why this school? Is it targeted because of the fact that it's a Catholic school? Is there something else going on here? Mm-hmm. You know, again, we have to wait to see how it all develops, but the most important thing right now is to get the medics in there and then to see if we can mitigate and contain the situation. Isolate and contain is the police term. I can guarantee you right now they're already thinking in those terms. There's going to be a command center set up. They notice federal assets coming in. There's going to be a commander on the scene, an incident commander, who better get his legs or her legs under fast, because this is going to be a fast-moving thing. You're going to get a lot of media involved. All those things are going through the minds of whoever's running the scene right now. And, of course, you know, what we can just do in watching this again is to say hopes and prayers, and I hope they were ready for it.
And we're getting reports that DNC Chair Ken Martin has said that EMS there has requested a mass casualty response and has put out a word, if anybody is a doctor or a first responder that could help, that it seems to be a, quote, fairly significant shooting. So a mass casualty response for EMS there, which we can already see several ambulances pulling up to the scene. Paul, what are we, from an outside perspective here, what are we able to read into from the posture of the officers on scene now? We saw the city tweet out that there's no longer an active active threat and that the shooter is, quote, contained. Does that give you the sense, based off we're not seeing cops running around everywhere with their long guns, that the shooter is either down or in custody?
Yeah, I mean, it would argue that. So if that's the way it's developing right now, they're saying that. They're saying he's contained. They're not saying that there's absolutely no threat. So, you know, again, it's tough to read into these things, but remember something. Even if you get that shooter and the person is down, there's going to be all kinds of investigations subsequent, because you don't know, is that person acting alone, all right? You can go all the way back to something like Columbine, where you had more than one shooter. Then you got to say to yourself, well, what's the backstory? Is he part of a group? Is his home secure? You don't just go barging in, you open the door, maybe it's booby-trapped, because, again, we don't know who did this. We don't know why they targeted this particular location. And a lot's going on right now relative to the response. There should be protocols set up in place for something like this so that EMS knows to go to the trauma center. It's not just, sometimes you got to go to the closest hospital. But sometimes EMS, the cops, they'll make a decision right at the scene. They won't even wait for EMS. Sometimes they take the person goes in the car, and the cops will get there. They'll radio out to make sure everybody gets out of the way to get somebody who's in dire circumstances to an emergency room fast. So all those decisions are still ongoing, it looks like to me, but it does look like, from what you're saying, Bill, that at least the immediate threat seems to be mitigated.